In the midst of Lent, at the 9 o'clock Mass, you hear what we call Year A readings, because our elect, those who are seeking baptism at the Easter Vigil, there are special rites that go along with those days as we lead up to the Easter Vigil as they prepare for baptism. And the readings are specifically chosen these 3 weeks, last week, this week, and next week. The side benefit to all of you is that these long Gospels are preparing you for Palm Sunday with the big long reading of the Passion and Good Friday. Last week, the Gospel was the woman at the well. And the Lord walks her through till she can almost, till she makes an act of faith. And this week, we have this powerful correction of the Lord with the man born blind. The correction isn't to the man born blind, except for that he gets to see, but the first correction is the way that the Jews look at things. Who sinned, this man or his parents? That's the question that the apostles ask the Lord. And his answer to us, it doesn't seem stunning, but to them it would have been, neither he nor his parents sinned. That is completely opposite of the way that the Jews thought. If you had a physical ailment, it was regularly thought that you had done some terrible sin, or your parents had. And then in the midst of this whole gospel, it's almost the whole of chapter 9, not only does the Lord heal the man, but we see this simple man who is a beggar, so he's not able to see, so it's not like he's studied the law, he's not studied the writings, he knows them, I'm sure, from going to the synagogue, but not the way that the Pharisees would. And yet he has to teach them. They should have seen who Jesus was. But half of them, St. John tells us, would not. And they clung to their idea that this man is a sinner. First Jesus, because he did something on the Sabbath day, and then the man born blind. You were born in total sin, and you would teach us. And that's the irony. Yes, he would teach them. And the whole of this Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Lent, Laetare Sunday, is focused on the light of Christ. Because that light comes by grace through faith. St. Paul says that several times in the reading for the other part of this weekend. And it's a powerful reminder to those of us who are already baptized and to those who are seeking baptism that the grace is a total gift from God. And so is faith. Now, to make an act of faith, the Lord has made it. We don't just wake up one day and make an act of faith. We learn. We hear the gospel. We study the teachings of the church. That's one of the beautiful things about RCIA, and I think it should always be a real challenge to all of us who were born Catholic. All of our RCIA people spend a whole year learning about the Catholic faith as adults. And sometimes, as Catholics, we kind of check out of learning about our faith after our last formal year of Catholic education. But the act of faith is something that has to be fed. That's why it's not magical. You can't make an act of faith in Jesus Christ if you don't know him. And then when you do, he actually gives you the grace to make the act of faith. And through that grace, the light of Christ shines brightly in our hearts. And that's what our elect are seeking, is to receive that light of Christ. And we'll get to see it in a few weeks on Easter Sunday at the vigil, and then on Easter Sunday, we'll have the Easter candle that's now in the back of the church at the baptistry. It will be up here, all 5 feet of it. Just showing forth the light of Christ. And the light came into the world, St. John tells us, and the darkness could not overcome it. And that's really true for you and for me, too. The light comes into our hearts, and our sins cannot overcome that light, because that light has come to conquer our sins. And for our elect who seek baptism, that light will come into their hearts, and it will wipe away every sin they've ever committed, and all the punishment due those sins. And for you and for me who were born in, or maybe converted later, but who are Catholics, the light still overcomes our sins. Because in his goodness, the Lord knows that we are still weak and we are still fallen. And so he gives us the opportunity to have that light replenished and strengthened through confession. And that's a good thing for us to think about in the midst of Lent, is drawing closer and closer to Christ and allowing his light to cleanse us. So many of you, I know, make regular confessions, and that's a beautiful thing. But some people, for different reasons, sometimes they're afraid. Sometimes they actually think that there's something they've done that God can't forgive. And that's not true. The only sin that God cannot forgive is the one you don't give him. And the church, in her wisdom, puts an incredible emphasis to the priest on the sacramental seal. And what that means is whatever you confess in confession is never talked about by the priest. And to give you a great assurance of that, and to remind the priest of how sacred that is, if a priest were to do that, he would be suspended and excommunicated from the church immediately. That's how important confession is. And that's why you should never be afraid of it, no matter how awful the sin, because the light has overcome the darkness. And God invites us into that light. And sometimes it hurts. When you get close to the light, sometimes we see things that we've never seen, and sometimes we see things that we thought we could forget about. But instead, we take them to the Lord, and we leave them at his merciful feet. And all he does is not only remove the sin, but pour out his love and life into our heart. And so today we pray in a particular way for our elect, who will have all of that reality happen in an instant in the sacrament of baptism. And then we pray for ourselves, that we allow that light that we received at our own baptism to grow stronger and stronger. And then, finally, we need to share that. The message of God's mercy is one that this world, that is so unmerciful, needs. And if you and I, followers of Jesus Christ, if we won't bring it to others, who else will? You won't see it on the news. You won't see it on social media. You won't see it anywhere if we don't bring him there. Because it's a beautiful thing in the cooperation that God works with us. He gives us something, and he wants us to be the instrument that brings his great grace and mercy to others. So allow that light of Christ in your heart, and then share it for your good and for the good of the whole world.